It's good to the last drop. A second cup of the morning blend with David and Brenda.
Oh, it is a good morning for a second cup of coffee. David, I vowed that I was not going to be drinking coffee in the studio anymore because the way that it affects my throat, not today.
Okay.
I had to have coffee this morning.
Yeah, one of those days.
It's just, it happens from time to time.
Sure. So.
Well, looking at the calendar, we always have a wonderful saint that we get to celebrate. But I think this saint in particular, a lot of us mothers especially can relate to. Tomorrow's the feast day of Saint Monica, who is the mother of St. Augustine.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of things that I've learned right off the bat. First, David, St. Augustine is a city in Florida. St. Augustine is in heaven.
Okay.
Get the pronunciations correct.
Augustine, Augustine. I was wondering about that. Which, by the way, Saturday is St. Augustine's feast day. So they're back to back.
It makes sense that they would be right next to each other. So I know tomorrow you're going to have an opportunity to talk with our good friend, Ken Hellenius. You'll be talking about more of St. Monica. But I thought today we'd spend a little bit of time also talking about her, but how she relates to our own mothers.
Okay.
And the way that they influence our lives in good ways, sometimes not in good ways, but that they are always praying for us. Mm-hmm. Now, my mother is a saint.
Yes.
She is a saint. She has taken care of her family. There is nobody more precious to her than, well, maybe even more than her children are her grandchildren.
Yeah, yeah.
She always wants to know. She's constantly calling. And she'll go through the list. How are you doing? How's Scott? Yeah, everybody's good. All right, let's talk about the kids. Because that's what she wants to know about is where are the kids going? How are they doing? And that was, I think, the case for St. Monica. And so that's why I think a lot of moms can look to St. Monica and ask for help. So I pulled up a little article about some things in St. Monica that are unique and that maybe our own mothers can relate to a little bit. Or actually we see our mothers in St. Monica.
It's interesting, too, because every time I see St. Monica, it makes me think of, I was able to go to the beautiful church of St. Monica in Santa Monica, California.
Is it really St. Monica's?
It is St. Monica Church in Santa Monica, obviously. Stands to reason there. But the story, I think I've told the story before, but I still always think about it because it was so cool. So Father Willie Raymond, who was the head of family ministries down in the Los Angeles, Hollywood area, we were down there many years ago. We were down there for a spring break, and it was Palm Sunday. And so the family we were going to go to Mass, and so closest parish there where we were staying in Santa Monica was certainly St. Monica Church. And so we went there, and it was one of those things, you know how they do the procession outside on Palm Sunday?
Right.
Before you go into Mass. And so it was a beautiful morning, just sunny skies, and here's the big crowd standing out there. And walks up handing out palms was Father Willie Raymond. And I had met Father Willie at University of Portland.
Okay.
And he was there. I had a chance to interview him then. And then here he comes walking up carrying palms. And it's like, Father Willie! And it was awesome.
It's one of those amazing.
Yeah,
small world,
really.
And especially within our Catholic community, that you run across people in all different kinds of places. My husband was in Mass in Washington, D.C. at Catholic University of America. And he sat down and started talking to the person, next to him because it was a life rally. So it was real crowded.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of people in this cathedral. And in the basilica, and he's talking to the couple next to him. Turns out it was the niece of our pastor here in Vancouver. And we went, how
amazing.
Is that even possible?
Yeah.
Well, all things are possible, obviously, through God who strengthens me. So anyways, we're going to spend a little time talking about St. Monica.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing that is incredible about St. Monica, and boy, you talk about coming into a family as a young wife. She had an arranged marriage, so she didn't fall in love typically, but love grew. But she was betrothed to a man who was a pagan, and his mother was a pagan. And so trying to make a good impression to your mother-in-law and being good. Well, it turns out through her prayers and action, St. Monica converted her husband and her mother-in-law.
Wow.
Both.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show you how by example you can really change people. Just yesterday, we were talking with the Knights of Columbus, Ray Prom,
right,
who said that is the goal of the Knights of Columbus, is to lead by their actions.
There you go.
And then we talked about how you said that on Saturday is the feast of St. Augustine.
Mm-hmm.
That's her son.
Right.
So they're back in, you know, back-to-back feast days. So it turns out St. Augustine, he was kind of a wild child.
Okay.
He had a rowdy life. And in fact, there's the story of him, you know, praying to God, saying, yeah, please help convert my heart, just not this weekend.
Right.
Right. He liked being bad. And
sure.
It didn't deter St. Monica from praying for him. And in fact, it didn't deter her. For 17 years, she prayed for her son.
Wow.
Our mothers are constantly praying
right.
for us.
Yeah, exactly. What a great example that is.
That's a lot of, I would start to get discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely would start to get discouraged. But again, for mothers who are praying for their children, so many, and I hear it often of people who come to us after Mass, please pray for my child.
Yep.
They're praying for somebody, have left the church,
mm-hmm.
or stop going yeah. altogether. And that's what's, that gets hard for families because, you know, mothers know the value of our faith. They know that the riches, you know, that fill lives, especially for their children and their grandchildren.
Well, yeah, Dr. Ray Guarendi, when he came out and gave a couple of presentations here several years ago, he said that was the number one thing he hears from people is their children. How do I help my children?
He's yep.
by far the number one topic.
I am very sure that my mother-in-law, who faithful her whole life, went to a little mission church on her reservation in Kansas, she continued to pray for her children, her son, who was not in the church anymore, which I believe led to the conversion of our niece, who became Catholic in her adult life.
And nice.
It's you just don't know where mm-hmm. those prayers will go, but it should not stop you from definitely keeping those prayers
don't
going.
Don't give up.
Do not give up on your children. Mothers and fathers rarely do.
Yeah.
Rarely do. And then lastly, of course, because of all of her prayers and her influence, St. Monica, she is the patron saint of wives, of mothers, and of conversions.
Oh, nice.
So if you are trying to convert the heart of your spouse, which can be a difficult, you know, discussion to engage.
Sure.
Always go to prayer. You don't need to go to force and, you know, hands down and lines drawn in the
yeah.
sand, that's not going to convert anybody.
That usually pushes people away versus bringing them in.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
And all you need to do is show the joy that our Catholic faith brings us, and that will go such a long way. And then continue to pray to our Lord, pray those rosaries, and ask for the intercession of the beautiful Saint Monica. So we hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.